This week, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced a bill aimed at lowering drug prices by creating an Office of Drug Manufacturing in the Department of Health and Human Services that would manufacture certain drugs when there are shortages or sky-high prices. We've reported here on Americans dying because they're rationing life-saving drugs like insulin, because the cost of insulin has tripled in 10 years and they can't afford it. Nick Florco is a correspondent with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. He's in Washington. Hi, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So talk about this office, how it would work. It would address generic versions of drugs and drugs for which the government has licensed a patent. But it's not like the government is going to start a manufacturing plant. So how would they get those drugs made?
So the government would be directed to set up this Office of Drug Manufacturing. And like you said, when a drug is either in shortage or there's only a few drug makers on the market and the prices have gone up, the office would be tasked with manufacturing the drug and would be directed to sell it to consumers at a fair market price. That could actually include the government making drugs, setting up a factory and making their own drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they might also license other companies to make the drugs. But I'm wondering how they're going to do that because, you know, there are companies like Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi, which together control 90% of the insulin market and are making huge profits from this tripled price insulin. Why would other companies want to work for the government and make less?
Well, it's a fair question, and honestly, it is hard to answer. They would be required to sell these drugs at a fair market price. And honestly, generic drugs do have a lower margin than brand name drugs. So companies may not be willing to sell the drugs at the price that the government would be telling them to sell them at.
Right. And you say generic drugs are thought to be lower. That's why you have the market. But the generic market is broken.
Well, yeah, there is certainly some talk now about concerns of market failures. So there was a GAO report, the Government Accountability Office, that's the government watchdog, that showed astronomical price increases for a number of generic drugs. And there's also been this ongoing probe into price fixing in the generic drug market. Yeah. So there's definitely concerns about market failures, but it is also generally accepted in Washington that generic drugs, when the market is working correctly, work to bring down drug prices.
So as we understand it, this office that's being proposed would be required to come up with at least 15 different generic drugs within the first year that they would need to reproduce to bring down the cost or end a shortage. Fascinating. What's the thinking as to whether or not this will go anywhere? Because the big pharma is big lobbying, and they're not going to want to see the government get into their business of, you know, building factories and making drugs.
Sure. Well, it's safe to say that right now this bill isn't likely to sail through Congress. Mm-hmm. The bill right now doesn't have any Republican co-sponsors. The Senate is still controlled by Republicans. And so the thought of seeing this bill quickly signed into law is unlikely.
But if it is, how would this office decide which drugs to take on?
Well, there's a few different criteria they have. The most obvious one is shortages, which we already talked about. And that's when a drug there isn't enough supply of it in the market. Right. The secretary would have the power when a drug is considered an essential drug. That's actually determined by the World Health Organization. They could step in for certain drugs like that. Yeah. And then there's also criteria where they could look at how many manufacturers are in the market and how much the drug has actually increased over time. And they will weigh all those factors to determine what those drugs are.
We'll see how it goes. Nick Florco with Stat News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.